there's no better place to be than to be in the arms of the Lord, that to be in His presence is a glorious thing. To be in His presence, to be in His glory, conquers all worldly things. It puts a new light on the things of God. It puts His presence in the room. It is diligent in hearing His voice. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing in it. I'm rejoicing in the favor of God. For when we spend time with Him, when we come into that place, that perfect place in Him, He encompasses us. No weapon formed against us penetrates. No weapon that comes near our dwelling prospers. No enemy that stands before us prospers. They begin to fade. Their power, their presence cannot stand in the presence of the Lord. They begin to shrivel in size. Their countenance begins to go down in size. And we begin to rise up in size. We begin to stand before that giant as David did. We begin to be strong in our spirit man. We become bold in what the Father has called us to do. And that is where we are today. Who the enemy thinks that he is strong, because everything has gone so far his way. But the day of reckoning is just about to appear. The day of reckoning for the enemies of the Lord God Himself is just about to be seen. God is standing with you. God is standing with me. The key is to stand in His presence with Him. With Him. Because our inheritance is in Him. That is who we are. We're a child of the Most High God. We're a child of the King. The King that sets His love for His children above all else. It is good to know the Lord. It is good to know that Jesus came, was born in a stable, and set His heart toward us as the children of God. Before the beginning of time, He chose to come because it had to be a pure and awesome sacrifice. But in Him, we stand fresh and we stand new and we stand in the oracles of the Father. For He has spoken over us for a time such as this. This is a united God on our behalf. He would not have said in the Word of God, in the Bible, that no weapon formed against us could prosper if that were not the case. We had to believe. We had to believe. We had to accept what His Son has done for us. before the beginning of time, we chose God. We chose Jesus. We chose the Holy Spirit. We chose to walk in the things of the Lord. For believe it or not, there was a time before this time. And I will teach on that more later. But right now, know that before God even formed the earth, He thought of you. He thought of you and what y'all would do together, what we all would do together. We are victorious. Those who are born again and spirit-filled, we're victorious. The victory is ours. But it's not just for that. It's for all mankind. It's not just for us. Jesus died that all could see salvation. All could have a choice. The army of God is being built up daily. We see what's happening with an obedient eye, with an eye that says, in Him, in Christ, we have our inheritance. So in Him, you're free. In Him, you have freedom. In Him, our brothers and sisters that had church in the beginning were able to see who they were in Him. So the enemy and the lion did not have any victory over them. They went out in those arenas and stood strong and did what they had to do. Today, we have a different arena. Today, for some time, you have been persecuted. Not allowed to meet the way you'd like to meet. So in Him, that's where we have our being. In Him, and what He did at the cross, and what Jesus did at the cross, means so much in this time right now. As you stay focused on your inheritance in Him, you stay focused on the Word. You stay focused on the things of the Word, the sayings of Jesus. There's so much truth in life in all of that. It is time for all of you to start seeing that you're made of two worlds. You're of the natural world and you're of the spiritual world. You were made when God formed man from clay. That is the natural. And then when He breathed life into you, that is His breath. That is His life. That is the supernatural. And we're part of that. We're part of eternity. We're part of hope. We're part of joy. We're part of happiness. We're part of love in Him. In Him. He loved you so much that He sacrificed His life. He paid the price for you. He laid His life down that you might live. And as you take hold of who you are in Christ, you will live abundantly. You will live forever in eternity. Come and listen. Go to church each Sunday and listen to the Word of God. And if they don't teach the Word of God, move to a church where they do. For you need to know. You need to know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You need to move in Him. For He is your being. You need to sound the alarm in the city. You need to run on the wall. You need to say, hey, here I am, world, a child of the Most High God. Proclaim and declare who you are in him. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yes, it's in scripture. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The devil is not great. He's small and he's wimpy and he's like a puff of smoke. You can stand on his head. You can cast him out. You can make him go away. In Jesus, in Christ Jesus, you are strong. And as you are strong, you are able to go a little bit further when you're strong in him. And you're able to speak out and tell others of Jesus. Tell others of what Jesus has done for you. Tell others of what he can do for them. Because this is a time. This is a time to begin to know the kingdom of God. This is a time to begin to know who you are in him. This is a time to say, hey. Hey, Lord. I want to sit at your feet. I want to talk with you. I want to have time with you. I believe. Oh yes, it's time to say it out loud. I believe in the things of God. I believe that there was a time before time. I believe that you're my creator, oh God. I believe that you're my Alpha and my Omega, my beginning and my end. I'm spending time in these few days that we've been quarantined. I'm spending time getting to know you even more. I'm spending the time because my heart is full of your presence, full of your glory, full of the understanding of who you are. Yes, I mean that. As we build relationship with you, we begin to understand who you are. You're the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And you're the Lord that has love in your heart for all of us. You paid the price that we would have had to pay, the sacrifice that we would have had to make. But you did it. You did it for all mankind, even knowing that some would reject you. Sadly to say, today I saw a post on my phone and Facebook where a gentleman had said to the people that had joined in, I'm sorry to tell you, but there is no God. Well, I tell you there is. I tell you there is. He moves mightily. He moves mightily on your behalf, even when you haven't chose him yet. Yeah, that's right. Because he knows the beginning from the end. He knows that there'll be a point in time when you choose him. Yes, you will. You'll choose him above all else because he will have spoken to your heart through Holy Spirit. And that very moment when you have such a need to be loved, he will be there. You know, even when you can't see him, he doesn't stop working. Yes, that's a song, but it's truth. Even when you can't see him, or can't see what he's doing, he never stops working on your behalf. Holy Spirit is constantly wooing you to see God, to choose Him above all else. As I sit here, and I don't have these messages planned out. I just go with Holy Spirit. But He's showing me that there are so many people on the very edge of saying, yes, Lord. I want to trust You. I want to stand with You. I want to be with You in all of eternity. For many years, even though I know Jesus, for many years I would have scripture sitting on my windowsill because my kitchen sink looked out over the farm. And I would speak and read these scriptures, and then I would say what Philip said, I can of my own self do nothing, but in all things You can. Referring to the Lord Himself, that nothing is impossible to Jesus. Nothing is impossible to those who love and believe in Jesus of all. And so I say, yes, You are loved. And the Holy Spirit is nudging you to choose Jesus. And if you're doubting, pick up the Bible and read it. And if you don't want to read it, just say, yes, Lord, here am I. Speak to me more. And you'll begin to find truth and life in His words. Are you hurting today? If you are, Jesus is waiting with open arms. He's saying, come up here. Come up here, my daughter. Come up here, my son. Listen to what I have for you. Let me touch you and let you feel my heartbeat. God's heart is beating for you. God's words are reaching out to you. He is saying, here am I. Here am I, daughter. Here am I, son. He's reaching out. He's the father at the end of the road, waiting for His prodigal son or daughter to come home. He's the one that throws a party when you come home. He's the one watching for you day in and day out. He's the one praying for you. We've all had someone pray for us at one time. I had a lady that was a friend of my mother's, and she would pray for me. My mother wasn't Pentecostal. She loved the Lord, but she wasn't spirit-filled, as we say it today. And she was so afraid that I might become spirit-filled, might become one of those, as they used to say. But when I knew Jesus, when I came to know Him even better than before the beginning of time, I said, yes, Lord, here am I. Send me. It got even better. I was so hungry for Jesus. I was so hungry for the Lord. I was so hungry. And as that hunger grew, I began to reach out more. And I says, there's got to be more than this. There's got to be much more than this, just going to church, sitting on a pew, and getting up and going home and not seeing anything happen. but there was truth. I began to find truth. And today I don't want anything but truth. I'm not for the tickling of the ears. I'll say it like it is. Or I won't say it. I won't say anything. But I'll say, let me go find out. And then I go right to the feet of Jesus. And I begin to talk to the Holy Spirit. And let him begin to pour into me truth and life. So I give the Father praise for what he has done in our lives. What he planned before the beginning of time. And I say yes and amen to you, Jesus. I did then and I do now. Nothing has changed in that way. But I have grown and I have grown and I have grown. And I thank you, Father God, that you were there to show love. To show love and show truth and show an abundance of the realization of who you are. Nobody can take that away. Nobody. And I believe. And having done all, I still stand and I still believe. Having been knocked down by the enemy and not giving up. But hanging on to Jesus' hand, hanging on to the Father, and standing up strong in every way. For he is strong, and he is truth, and he is life, and he is a good daddy. He's one that never leaves you nor forsakes you. You can call on him any day, any night, any time, and know that he's going to be there. Why would you want to lean on an enemy? Why would you want to say yes and amen to the devil when you have Jesus, the one true God, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, the one who created you and means well for you? He means for you to live in an abundance of love and an abundance of wealth. He owns the cattle on 10,000 hills. He is good. He is good. He is awesome. And he is there. He is there for you for now and forevermore. It is good. He loves gardens, and when he begins to know that you're sincere about wanting to have a touch of God or wanting to have communion with him, sit at his feet, then he begins to allow you to come closer, and then he invites you to the garden. We may not have the Garden of Eden in the natural like we did in Adam and Eve's time. But we have the garden in him. And we can come and sit with him in the garden. It is an awesome time. Today, there's somebody who's hearing my voice that needs to come and really repent before God. You've been holding a grudge for so long, and as you hold that grudge, your life gets darker and darker. And that's what life without God is. what life without accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's what life without Holy Spirit is. It's dark. But God is calling you into the light right now. Come into the light. Come into the light of Jesus. Because around him is light. What can you lose? If you say yes. Yes to Jesus. Come into my life. What can you lose? You lose the darkness. You lose those things around you that are suppressing you. Oh, it is not perfect, especially in the beginning. You'll be tested, but you'll win. In him you win. In him you're victorious. In him you do not stand alone. In him you have angels as your front and rear guard. In him, oh, shalabahata, joy will rise up on the inside of you. And that's rising up in your spirit. But it also rises up in your natural man. I know there's a lot that you're not understanding right now. But you will. As you say to Jesus, I choose you. I choose you, Jesus, above all else. You will have such a joy. Such a joy. He will fight for you. He will go to the gates of hell. He's already been there and taken back the keys of death. But he will go as far as he needs to go to run after you, to save you, to keep you from death. Because when you choose Jesus, you live forever. You do. To be absent from this world is to be present with the Lord. Now, when I'm talking constantly Bible. I'm talking constantly about what Jesus means and what he says. I'm not quoting scripture to say I can quote scripture. I'm quoting from knowing the one who is Jesus. I'm quoting the life of the Word. And it says in the Word that Jesus is the Word. And he was the Word. And he was in the beginning of all time. So there is so much life. And you understand better and better every day. And then you begin to see that God is taking you around people that are like-minded so you can fellowship and you can talk about Jesus all together. We get more fun out of talking about Jesus and the things he's done for us than anything else. But Jesus is Lord. God is Lord. God is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And with them, you're going to be okay. You're going to be loved. You're going to find him in all the right places. You know, we talk about always being a bad place. But in him, you're always in the right place. Things around you and around your surroundings could be a mess. But your relationship with him, when you choose him and you choose to walk in his word, when you choose to walk with him, that mess does not come near your dwelling. And I mean when you're dwelling with Christ. And I know sometimes this can sound very complicated, but it's not. It's easy. Because he is your understanding. He is your answer. You talk to him, just as I'm talking to you right now. And you just say, here I am. Here I am. I need you today. I need you to talk to me today. Be ready with the subject. The subject being whatever it is that's on your heart. When we talk with him, there is he's just not constantly watching over everything you say and correcting it and judging it. He wants to hear from your heart. He wants to hear what you're saying, what you need, what you have need of. The word of God says you have not because you ask not. And today in my private time with him, I'm asking big. I'm asking real big. And I'm not going to guard my words. I'll let Holy Spirit guard my words. I'm going to go directly into the subject that I have on my heart today. And that's usually the church people. But I'm going to ask big. Because you know what? We've got a big God. And it has to be bigger than us so that we can see that God's there working. If it's mediocre, if it's something that we could take care of ourselves, that he wouldn't have to drop everything and do it for us, those are the things he's going to hear. I have this big request, God. I have this monster of a request. And I need to ask you something. And in Jesus' name, yes, I ask it in Jesus' name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, describing who I'm talking with, describing who I'm expecting an answer from. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm asking this big request from you, Father. And so with that, ask this big request of him today. You may feel it's not worthy of him. You may feel that it's not one he would want to answer. But you ask and see. Wait upon him and see how your request is answered. And then write it down. Write it down so you can share later. That's part of it, is sharing. They call it a testimony. When you share what Jesus has done for you, when you share what God is doing for you, it's called a testimony. Yeah. We have a testimony. You have something to share. Don't let this time slip away. Don't let this time go without giving a testimony. Just your taking the time to talk to God, taking your time to listen to this message is a testimony. It's the first step of the testimony. You chose to stay quiet for a moment and listen to the Father. Listen to what he says in your knower. I call it my knower. But it's right in the middle of your stomach. You can say it's in your gut. What is your gut saying to you after you talk to Jesus this way? What is your knower saying to you after you've talked to Jesus this way? So I would say to you, in Jesus' mighty name, come. For he is coming soon. There will be a day when this is all finished. There will be a day. And what you do now before you die will be your choice. Come to Jesus. Come to know him as your Lord and Savior. No, you can't see him right now. But he was here. He did walk on this earth. He did come, and he was a babe in a manger. And 33 years later, after he taught many about him, his father, after he taught many about eternity and the saving grace and saving knowledge, life abundantly that God wanted to give to you through his son Jesus, there is a need today. And I'm talking to everyone who hears this. There's a need in your life today to come closer to Jesus, to accept him as Lord and Savior. Some of you may think you have, but you sat in churches where they didn't preach or teach on it. They just grabbed a headline out of the newspaper and talked on that, which if they did it right would have been okay. But they want you to think everything was okay. But it's not, is it? It's not. But in Christ Jesus, you have an anchor. You have that lifeline. You have the one in your spirit that will begin to teach and to move you in mighty ways. Our job is to go and to preach and to teach about Jesus Christ. So come and join. There is a light. There is a light in all of this, and his name is Jesus. He is the Word of God, and even back many, many years ago, over 2,000 years ago, he walked this earth and he died on this earth for you. But then he rose again. He rose from that grave. The angels of the Lord rolled away the stone, and he was absent from that grave. He made his appearance to the women that followed him. He made his appearance to many who knew him when he was walking the earth. To his disciples, to his friends and family. And then the cloud came from heaven, and he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I and all mankind. Even, yes, to the ones who did not choose him. So come today. Come to know Jesus. Come and accept him in your heart. Come, for he's coming soon to take us all to heaven to be one with him. But there is a hell. It was made for the angels that fell from heaven. And that's another story, but that's when Satan showed up. And in that, he doesn't want any to perish. Doesn't want any to go to hell. But hell was not meant for mankind. Hell was meant for the fallen angels. But when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God can't look on sin. So when they sinned, they understood good from evil. And so with that, there is a hell for man as well. But we can repent and say, I'm sorry, Lord. Receive me, O God. I might have that life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.